1990s, my wife and I were asked to host at our Rosh Hashanah table Jewish teenagers who arrived to Israel from Russia literally days before. The guys were at the table and I asked them, "You guys know what Rosh Hashanah is about?" They looked at each other and said, "No, we've never heard of Rosh Hashanah." I said, "Okay, the shofar. You know what the shofar is, the symbol of the shofar?" They said, "No." I said, "Well, have you heard of Shabbat, keeping the Sabbath?" "No." Okay, let's start from the beginning. Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. You know who these figures are, correct? They said, "No. We only know that our parents told us that we're Jewish." I was blown away. And facing the serious challenge of uttering the very first words and concept of Judaism to these Jewish teenagers. Where do you start? Do you tell them about Shabbat, keeping kosher, the revelation of God at Mount Sinai? In this week's Torah reading of Lech Lecha, God too faces a similar challenge. He utters his first words, his first command to the very first Jew in history, Avraham Avinu, Abraham our father. God says, Lech Lecha mi'artzecha, go from your land, etc., to the land that I will show you. That's where God starts, with the land of Israel. Now, in this command of God to go to the land, seemingly the second word is superfluous. God says, Lech Lecha, go to yourself, etc., to the land that I will show thee. What does it mean, go to yourself? Just say, go to the land that I will show thee. Rabbi Moshe Alshich was a famous 16th century Torah commentator who lived in the land of Israel in the city of Tzfat. He answers this question, and everything I'm about to say is a direct quote from his text. So sit down and fasten your seatbelt. Don't begin to fathom that your essence when you're in the land of Israel and your essence when you're outside the land of Israel are one and the same. Rather know that when you're outside of the land, Eincha Davek Im Shorshecha, you are not united with your root. Rather, Nifradata Mi'ikarcha V'Shorshecha, you are severed from your essence and central point of existence. And that's the meaning of Lech Lecha, that going to the land is tantamount to going to yourself. You're going to your root, which is connecting to God. In Israel, you are elevated, sanctified, and complete. Those are the words of the holy Rabbi Moshe Alshich. I have a little problem with this commentary because I'm visiting New York right now, and today I sat in the illustrious Chafetz Chaim Yeshiva in Queens. I saw tons of guys connecting to their essence, being elevated and sanctified through Torah study in Queens. Yet the Alshich is saying that a Jew outside of the land is severed from his essence. Could it be that he was just exaggerating? Maybe he was just simply wrong? No, the Alshich was right on target. One answer is that he was an accomplished Kabbalist and he sees more than meets our eyes. And that even the great accomplishments of Torah study outside of the land pale and lose all their luster in comparison to the same endeavors in the land of Israel. The Alshich is saying simply that even when a Jew is engaged in the holy endeavor of Torah study outside of the land, he's in a state of disconnect from his essence. But there's another more fundamental answer. The goal of Am Yisrael is to be Mamlechet Kohanim V'Goy Kadosh, a kingdom of priests and a holy nation, not just holy individuals. Our mission is to extend the divine ideal to every aspect of life, including agriculture, the economy, government, yes, government, and even warfare. So yes, you can live as a holy individual outside of the land of Israel, and that's what I saw today in Queens. But in order to attach all branches of life to the divine light and illuminate all of reality and all of existence to uplift, for that you need a nation. As it says, Mi ka'amcha Yisrael goy echad ba'aretz, who is like unto your people, one nation in the land. Living as holy individuals is of paramount importance to Judaism, but the raison d'etre of Am Yisrael is living as a nation in our land, because only then do we extend and serve as a conduit of the divine light to the entire world. As God says to Abraham in the continuation of the verses there, Ve'ezcha l'goy gadol, and I will make you into a great nation. In summary, Judaism starts with what? With going to Israel. You know, YouTube and TED Talks are filled with lectures about developing one's potential, discovering himself, touching his essence. This week's Torah reading is telling Jews everywhere that Lech Lecha, the first step of going to yourself, touching your own potential, developing the central point of your existence, is through El Haaretz Asher Areka, going to the land that I will show you, going to the land of Israel. Shabbat Shalom. Hey, if you're liking these videos about the centrality of the land of Israel in the Torah and the national aspects of the Jewish nation, then subscribe at the link below. The link also appears in the description text under the YouTube video. See you next week.